What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. I am super excited to be here with special guests. Today, I have Jacqueline Zuckerman on the show. She is the founder of Next On Scene Media, and she is a personal brand and fashion PR expert. When we connected, I knew I wanted to have her on the show. Our conversation just like lit sparks in me, and I was like, oh, this is totally what my people need to hear. We need to talk all about PR, personal branding, why it matters, why it's actually like the most important thing to achieve the goals you want. So, without further ado, welcome, babe. I'm so stoked to have you.
Thanks, Sam. I'm so excited to be here. This is going to be so fun.
It really is. I feel like when we had like our initial conversation, it really like struck a chord in me around like what it takes to get to, let's say, like the next level, right? It's like you establish your social media, you're on all these platforms, and then it's like, and then what? And I feel like that's where you come in to like elevate the personal brand presence to get people's name out there, because it's my understanding that like visibility is everything, right? It's like who you know, who knows you, it's getting your name out there. So can you talk a little bit about like why you even started your own company and like why it matters, like this whole concept of like personal branding and PR and why that like lights you up?
For sure. Great question, by the way. I'm a New Yorker and I moved to Boston almost 10 years ago, not knowing anybody outside of my boyfriend at the time. And yes, we got married, so that worked out, thank God. But anyway, long story short is I was rejected from jobs. I wasn't hearing back from things. And as somebody who like went through a lot in my life in terms of like getting rejected and being ghosted and all of these things in my career, I never wanted people to feel that way. So I wanted to create a business where people could be visible. So originally when I moved to Boston, I didn't have contacts here in the media world. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to create my own podcast and my own publication so I can guarantee placements for people that I work with. And did I know crap about a magazine? No, like nothing, absolutely nothing 10 years ago. Like I went on a whim on Canva and I'm just like, I'm going to try this. Like it was just such a win. It was just for my podcast guests originally. And I podcast in my guest room closet. That's like how I started my whole business. And people were like, well, what else can you do? Like, we're getting exposure from your show. We're doing all these things. Like, we're getting a lot more exposure. And so that kind of funneled into the other areas of my business. So I feel like I wanted to create, like I said, it was so important for me to create a visible platform for people that even if they weren't fit at the time to be on my show, I would still respond to them, right? And I would still give them like, maybe you should do this differently and then you'll be ready, right? Because I think in the in this world, people just get rejected. They get ghosted all the time, right? And people can just be mean. I mean, it's really hard to put yourself out there. So I just wanted to create a platform where people felt welcome and like we could all elevate together. So
I love this. I mean, it's kind of like the whole concept of like create what you can't find, right? It's like create the thing you wish
totally.
existed, and that's why it doesn't exist yet. And you don't have a, there's no like, you know, like in school, we're given like guidelines and oh, this is what to do, like ABC. It's like that's not what entrepreneurship is actually. Like entrepreneurship is finding a gap, finding an opportunity, and being like, oh my God, this is what I want. Let me create it. And I feel like that's like literally what you did. And it's so cool that it also goes back like deeper from like relationships. I'm sure childhood, like who hasn't experienced like,
100%,
yeah, like
100%.
all of that.
Yeah.
The other thing that you said that I feel like a lot of especially female entrepreneurs need to hear is that you just fucking went for it. Like you didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't have step two, three, four, five, six. You had step one and you just rolled with it. And you kind of were in this like act as if energy of like, I don't fucking know. I'm going to figure it out and it's going to be great, you know? And I feel like that the audacity to do that, you know, and the like, let's go, I'm going to figure it out on the way is probably what like a huge, I'm sure, contributing factor to all of your success and the success of your clients. And like it's like this willingness to just like go first, put yourself out there, figure it out as you're building it and as you're going, rather than like trying to have a 19-step plan before you even start.
Exactly. No, it's so true. And I think a big thing in the female entrepreneur space is patience, right? Like, it takes time for things to grow. It takes time to set up a show. It takes time to like do all these things. And like, we want to pull our hair out, right? Because it's not an overnight success. Like, none of these things are. But like, when you work hard and you have patience, like, it really pays off. It does. If it's your passion, like, it does.
Yeah. So, yeah. So let's talk about like your passion, which is all around like personal branding, PR. Like, where, so for everyone listening, like, where do they even get started? Like, if they're like, okay, like, I have my personal brand, I have my social media, I have my business, but like, I want more visibility, I want more eyes on me. Like, how do we even begin to have that conversation?
So this is a great question. And I think it's the first, I get this a lot because I'm like, I feel like it's so important that people need to get this in their heads. I think you need beautiful images, like you need photos and video content, but it can't just be from your phone. And it can't just be you hire a photographer with no plan. And I push this so hard because I'm just like, you can have beautiful images of you, but what the heck are you going to do with them? Right. Support, like, are you portraying your goals? Like, because when you get media placements and when you're putting yourself on a show or whatever, you need images of them. Yeah. And are they relevant to what you're being, like, what you're putting out there? So I think it's really important to create goals around like your images and your video content. And when you invest in that, people see that and then they spend money with you.
Right.
Because it's just like you're taking your business seriously, right? So I always say like that's a good first step, like to start with new video and photo content, like every 6 to 12 months, it should be current.
Yeah. I mean, amen to that. I feel like I have a very like line in the sand moment in my business right after I did my last photo shoot, which was in like maybe February, and I'm like due for another one soon. And I remember the feeling after the shoot of like, oh fuck yeah, like this is the next level. This is where, who I'm going, like, this is where I'm going, what I'm doing, like the trajectory of everything. And it's kind of like, sometimes, like, I don't know if you've had this experience or maybe you've had clients that have this experience, but sometimes it's like you dress for the position that you want, you know, but it's like you put yourself into the outfits or to the environment or to the vibe or to the energy of who you want to become, even if it feels like it's a stretch or it's too far, because you're going to grow right into that. And honestly, like, it's crazy how fast you can outgrow photo shoots. So it's like, do that stretchy work in the shoot, in the video, whatever, because it's like, do the shoot and make the images and make the video for who you're becoming, so you don't outgrow it in like a month.
Right. Like, that's why I usually say 2 shoots a year are ideal, because you like, you're not going to wear your fall clothes in the summertime, right? Like, if we're talking about seasonal things, like, yes, you can prep for one of your shoots, but like, you also might change. Like, you might have different offers every 6 months. Like, everyone's so different. So I think that's important.
Yeah. What would you say like are the most important things like going into like a shoot or like just starting to create that like real sense of personal brand? What would you say are like, let's say the top like 3 things that people should be looking out for or be mindful of or focus on the most when crafting like a strong personal brand?
So I think, where do you want to be seen as an expert is definitely the first thing. Like, and are your pictures portraying you as the expert in where you want to be seen, right? So that's like the first thing you should absolutely consider. I think it's really important to open up your personal side. So like, do you like to cook? You know, like, do you play sports on the side? Like, people relate always first on a personal level before they hire you. So, and people overlook that a lot. And it's like, if you just open up a little bit, it will be unbelievable the opportunities that will present themselves. So I always say like decide on some personal images. And then the third thing is like, what are your biggest offers? Like, how can you portray your biggest offers that you have in visual? Mm. So I feel like those are the 3 areas that you should spend your most focus on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy how there is like, I mean, I come from a design background. So like, I come from the world of like photography and architecture and art and design, and how much that's translated over into business, and how that's a skill set that not a lot of entrepreneurs have naturally, right? Like, they have to hire it out, or they need resources to invest in whatever, right? So in terms of like personal branding, I'm fortunate in that I do have this skill set and I love doing this. But for the entrepreneur who doesn't have the skill set, they're really not that creative in terms of visually. Like, let's say they only have X amount of resources. Like, where would you suggest they budget their money? Is it more photography first? Is it like getting their social media brands presence, like colors and vibe first? Like, is it a combination of a little bit of each? Like, where would you say, like, if they only had X dollars, where would they go first?
Oh, great question. I think like your branding and your photos should go first. Your colors, your fonts, like your photos, like that should absolutely come first. Because if you're putting yourself out there and it's not relevant to your bigger goals, like nobody's going to resonate, and it's a waste of your time. So yeah. I'm always like, don't half-ass your process, like go all in and do one thing at a time. So it achieves your goals. It might be longer, but it'll be better.
Yeah. 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 And it's so obvious too. Like when we go on social media or we look at a podcast cover art, it's like, we're so drawn naturally to beauty and aesthetics and visuals like that. Like somebody could have a fucking quality podcast or quality content on social, but if it looks like shit, or not even necessarily shit, but if it doesn't look the caliber that it actually is, like there's so much money lost. There's so much impact lost. It's nuts.
Honestly, Sam, I'm thinking more about what you said. And I know a lot of businesses, because I'm very connected in the fashion area as well. But a lot of fashion brands, when they start out, I'm using them as an example, right? But they don't have big budgets to do their branding necessarily. Like their website, they just have clothes and they want to get them up on their sites. Like if that's the situation for somebody, like photos absolutely should be your first step, right? Because you can make a mini logo on Canva. You can use some of your free tools, right? To get you just moving, you know, because there's somebody who like, I've rebranded every couple of years. Like I think you do rebrand your fonts and your colors. Like you should every couple of years, because you're elevating. You're not the same person that when you started, right? So that's something to think about too.
Especially for like people like I think both of us, like who do grow fast. Like it's almost like, oh my gosh, like it is a constant evolution and iteration. And it's like, if you have not had a photo shoot in the last 6 months, like this is your invitation to go book yourself a fucking photo shoot and do that for your brand and your business, because it is, I agree with you. I'm realizing that is literally what helped me see myself as way more of an expert. Once I did that shoot, I was like, yo, I'm a bad bitch. You know, like it was funny because it's almost like I needed to put on the outfit to be like, oh yeah, of course. That's like what it is, you know? So funny, like in hindsight, seeing that now.
It's so true though, but the confidence is also what's going to help you like achieve your other goals, to your point, exactly what you're saying, right? Like you can actually see yourself now, you can brand your website because you're like, this is what I'm envisioning, like I'm stepping into this role, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh my gosh. And this is getting me excited because I have another shoot coming up in like a month and I'm like, ooh, like where do I want to take it? Like creative direction. Like it is so fun to like reverse engineer, like what's the vibe you're going for? And then, okay, what are the clothes? What are the colors? Like, what's the energy like? And then giving that guidance to the photographer or the videographer or whatever to be like, this is like the outcome. And I feel like a lot of people don't go into photo shoots like this. They're like, yeah, just like take photos of me.
Oh. But they don't know any different, right? They don't know. This is why like I push so hard on the education side, because I'm like, they will make you look amazing, but like if you don't have them portraying your bigger goals, you're wasting your money, like because right. They get upset too that you're not using them, so it's like a lose-lose on both sides, right? So
totally yeah. Oh well, I'm so glad that we just touched upon that point, so excuse me, so that everyone that goes into a photo shoot like knows, okay, these are the few things to like know beforehand. And also hopefully the photographer, if they're doing brand stuff, will have some sort of like, my photographer has like a questionnaire of like, okay,
most do now, most definitely do, so that absolutely makes sense.
Yeah okay, I want to switch topics and talk a little bit more about PR, because this is a place in which I haven't really done much exploration, so like I feel like I'm gonna learn a lot on this. Like, so this is something that my team has been like, Sam, I feel like that's like what is next for you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like PR, let's go. So when is somebody ready for PR?
So the reason we talked about photo and videos first and a social presence, even if it's not good, it's basic. You need all of those things first. You know, like always say, like, if you're super clear and you feel confident in that and you're looking for more, like where you are, that's the great next step, because it's like, okay, now I've reached my capacity at all the places that I'm at, and I want more. I know I'm capable of more. I want to reach more. So PR is basically like how you are served to, how you serve the public. That's exactly what it is. How they see you. That's exactly what public relations means. So it can be in any form of like speaking, influencer marketing. It could be podcasting, being on radio, magazines, blogs, events. I'm trying to think of other avenues. Like if you put your logos on like your brands at events, or like you have items, like promo items, that's a form of PR, right? So they have tons of different avenues of what PR defines itself as. But I mean, the more you can do it, the better exposure it is for you. So I always say like, it takes 7 times on average for somebody to see you and hear you and speak about you. And that's when it translates. And that's all marketing. Like it's not even just PR, but it's the consistency of what really translates over time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. I want to know, like, for somebody that, like, a lot of women that listen to the show have podcasts or want to start a podcast. They are very like, they love to process orally, like they're speakers, singers, podcasters. So for people like that, people like myself as well, would it make the most sense, let's say, if you had a PR budget or you're like, all right, I want to start doing some sort of PR, I would assume that it would be around the more speaking and more like those types of experiences rather than blogs or magazines. Like, is that true? Or like, where would
you suggest? I disagree with that. I think okay. All are beneficial. No, I'm just being totally transparent here.
Like, no, that's good. That's good. Beneficial. I want to learn.
Yeah. So all are beneficial. And I always say, like, if you've never been on television, like start with the really, really local level of like your local community television and get confident there, and then try your local radios and get confident there. And then that's where you're ready, because you know, like how to present yourself, and it's good practice for you, you know, like, cause I mean, I always say like all PR is good PR. Blogs and magazines are credibility to you. And it's online, and it's permanent online most of the time. So like, it will always track back to your website, and like, you can use that to promote yourself in other avenues. So never say that that's not credible. That's definitely worth it for sure.
Yeah. 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 Even in talking about this, it's making me think like in 2019 or 2020, I can't remember. I think it was 2020. I had a post on my Instagram go viral, and Yahoo and PopSugar picked it up, and they did a write-up about me. And I was like, oh, this is cool. You know, I didn't at the time, I was like baby entrepreneur. I had just started. Like, I didn't even know like what that meant for me, you know? And then I'm like, whoa, my following's growing. Whoa, my business is growing. Whoa. Like, and it's funny because thinking back, like that was a huge pivotal like moment in my career as when I was teaching on fitness and nutrition, because everyone started seeing me as the expert, because I was the expert. It's just, I didn't have a huge reach yet. You know, I had, I don't know, I had less than 10,000 followers, and I hadn't really established that much credibility, but obviously being featured on Yahoo and PopSugar was huge for me. And at the time I didn't even realize like, whoa, this did wonders for my business. And so like, if someone was like, all right, I know that I'm making quality content, I have something to say, like in terms of like first steps, how does somebody pitch themselves to, whether it's a local TV or to, you know, a publication like PopSugar or Yahoo or whatever it is, like, how do you start?
So I think it's all relationship building. Relations is in PR, right? And that's like all of marketing. So I think it's really important to do your research on what people are writing about. What are they covering? Like, how can you relate to things that they're covering, right? So I always say, like, really follow them for a little while and engage in their content and really act like you care, because they see that. And that's really what generates, like, opens the door to the other opportunities. And you could do that through social. Like, that's really how I built a ton of my PR contacts, to be honest. Like, I look to myself as more modern day PR. So I teach for like through social, how to really build your PR.
Yeah.
In terms of pitching, it can vary, but it's really all about personalizing, right? So like, you shouldn't just copy and paste the same pitch to every single person that you're reaching out to. Like, you really want to pay attention. Like, what did they recently cover? And like, how can you, like, exactly what I just said, how can you relate to the topic that they're covering? Why would you be valuable to them and their audience?
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I love this. Okay, so I want to share a strategy that I'm going to start using. I just want your feedback on it. And maybe this is something that everyone listening can also implement because it's about the concept of like personalization, right? One of my core values in business is authenticity. I'm like, if it's not authentic, I can smell it from a mile away and I don't want anything to do with it, right? And I think that's what people are craving the most right now in the social media landscape.
For sure.
And so I told my team like a month ago, I was like, okay, I want to actually start putting a lot of focus on pitching myself to other podcasts, like bigger podcasts. I just think this is so fun. I know I'm a great speaker, blah, 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 right? And I'm like, instead of doing the traditional, like, send an email, you know, talk about their show, share about the value, whatever. I was like, what if I created like a 1 to 2 minute little teaser thing of me speaking, talking about everything I would say in an email, but in speaking form, because that is obviously not copyable. I'm not going to send the same pitch video to this podcast as I am this podcast. It shows off my energy, charisma, voice, because if I'm going to be on their podcast, then I want them to know I'm a good speaker, you know? And it actually means I took the fucking time to go listen to their shows, see where I can provide value. Like, it gives it the personal level. It's the extra mile, and it does take more time and it does take more energy. But I said to them, I'm like, I feel like this, if someone did this to me, I would be like, come on my show. Cause I rarely ever like just read emails of pitches. Like, people pitch me all the time and I'm like, I don't know. Like, there's not a, I need a vibe check, you know? So I would love to hear your feedback on that. Or if there's other strategies that have worked well for you or your clients of like making it feel like making the people feel something to actually be like, whoa, there's a connection here. I can feel the person and I feel like it would be a good vibe.
I love it. I think I always recommend videos like attaching. I do think sometimes they go to spam. So just be cautious of that. Because people get flooded a lot. So just be aware of that. I think it's worth testing and see how the response is. Yeah. But what you could do is if you send an initial email, a couple of days later, you can do a follow-up and there's no video attached, right? So you're just like, hey, I'm just checking in to see that you got my pitch, you know? So I think that there are ways to do it that it could work to your benefit. But I really do think from experience going that extra mile is what's going to set you apart. I think it's brilliant, really smart.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like that's, like at the core of business, like you said, right? Like PR, personal brands, like all of this is like personal relationship. Like if you put PR and personal branding together, that's like what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, are you a good person? You know, do you have a big heart? Like, do you really care? Like, do you love what you do? Like, are you personable? Like, I feel like that is so much more important sometimes than anything else, like to actually get your foot in the door and to make these connections and to build your network, like you were talking about, like using social to expand your PR network. What would you say, even from your experience, like what have been the biggest payoffs or maybe things you've done or even personal skills you've worked on to like expand your network and to grow kind of your authority in the way that feels good for you?
So similar when I talked about like all the different areas of PR, I like to walk my talk and I have tried all of the things that I talked about. I've tried influencer marketing, events, I put my items on logos, I've done speaking, I've done all the things that I listed earlier. I think you need to try all the spectrums because they're all going to introduce you to something, a new experience, a new opportunity, a new person, whatever that is. So I always say like all PR is good PR, even if it's not great publicity. And initially, sometimes you see this all in with celebrities, right? Sometimes they get blasted in tabloids and like, it's only for a period of time. People are human. Like people move on from it, right? Cause something else explodes and then they move on to the next thing. So like sometimes bad PR gets you in front of people. So it's like a catch 22, you know? So.
Yeah, I love this. It's like a willingness to be super courageous, to be unapologetic, to put yourself out there and to not be afraid of the rejection and to like, I feel like build that resilience internally to be like, I got this, I can handle this, no matter what anyone says, like I got me, you know, and like really having your own back.
100%. And I think when you're judged, it means you're making it in life. I always tell people, I'm like, if you have haters, you're growing.
Yep. Yep. It's so true. Yeah. It is so true. I mean, just think about all of the most successful and impactful people. Like there's two camps. People either love them or hate them. And there's some middle area, but it's the people that love them that promote the shit out of them. So it's like depolarizing. Like, you don't want to be liked by everyone. It's like the opposite of what we're taught in school and like what we're conditioned societally is like, fit in, be like everyone else. And then you start a business and you're like, fuck, like, that's the opposite of what I need to do. I need to stand out. I need to be different. I need to own who I am. And it's a lot of deconditioning work, right? To like put yourself out there and really own that.
Oh, it totally is. But that's why I said, when you start with the small community TV networks and the local radio and the local podcasts, like, it starts building your confidence. So then you're ready for the big leagues, you know, like that's how it works.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. I'm so excited to start reaching out into different avenues. And like, I didn't even think, it's so funny. Like, I didn't even think about like, oh, local TV. Like, why am I not doing that? Like, it's probably so easy.
Like, in your local town, like, they have tons of different local TV stations and stuff that people don't even think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for expanding my mind, all of our minds. I feel like this is going to activate a lot in me and everyone listening. And thank you, honestly, for just sharing your genius and your time with us today. Where can people find you online?
For sure. So nextonc.com is my website, and Jackie Zuck, Z-U-K, is my Instagram, or nextonc. That's perfect.
Okay. Amazing. Yeah. You guys, let us know what your biggest takeaways were from this week's episode. Just tag us both on social and screenshot the episode, and make sure to send it to a friend who knows they need to do more PR, get themselves a photo shoot, and start elevating their personal brand so they can make more impact. All right. Love you guys tons. I will see you on the next one. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sam Altieri Show. I am so excited to hear what your biggest takeaways were. I want to connect with you more. So please find me on Instagram at Sam Altieri, and I will be sharing even more content to unleash your most unapologetic expression and also create a wildly wealthy life and business. If you want to be entered to win a free one-on-one business and wealth activation session with me, you just have to take a moment to leave a rating and a review of this podcast and just send my team a quick screenshot. Your support means the freaking world to me, and it really helps the podcast reach more women who are ready to show up unapologetically and create a wildly wealthy life and business. All the details for the giveaway can be found in the show notes of this episode, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon.